windy. Well, folks, we've made it. It's down.
Oh. You know, I don't know how far you can walk. You know, I mean, there's a lot to walk around here. I don't think you can do it.
Audio booze on. It's a bit uneven here, darling. I'd rather just get going. What's the matter? Oh, okay. All right, you can do that. You have said that. I'm hoping we might hear the church clock while I'm here. I'm hoping we're going to hear the church clock strike. And we've missed 3 o'clock, obviously, but I think it might strike every 15 minutes. It's a bit breezy, but it's sunny. I've got a bit of a sore throat. Oh, excuse me. Oh, what are you doing down there? Stop it. I'm sitting on an old...
You want to go in the museum? Can go to the museum?
Not particularly. Do you? If you do, I'll go in there with
you. Want to go up
here? I don't particularly want to go in the museum, but if you want to, or you can.
Let's put that way, though. I think it's a fast. It's kind of long.
Okay, well, that's... I'm just sitting on a really old wall. I don't know what it's for. It's quite uneven here, isn't it? This bit is good boy. Come on. No, leave it. No.
Take a picture of that museum.
You can go in there if you want.
I just want to take a picture. That's what I can Red Cross flag. On top of it.
There's a wedding at the town hall. It's a nice day to get married. It's a bit windy, but there's a harbour here. Did you hear what he said, that he took Paul McCartney's son yesterday?
Yeah, I always call back at the
track. Oh my goodness gracious, he was a member of the Beatles. Who was Paul McCartney?
Yeah, I know the Beatles, but I don't know them individually.
Yeah.
Just like you know Westlife, I don't know them individually. Just like you know.
I don't think the Beatles are my favourite star, to be fair. But anyway, I'll get your point. Yeah, so he took his son.
Here,
well, I suppose it was a defence. It probably was a castle or something like that.
Well, I said I'll take a picture.
Yeah. Pass it in the sun. I can feel it a little bit. But what am I sitting on a wall?
Small stone bench.
Okay. It looks old. Sit. We're in like a courtyard, aren't we?
Yeah, that's all we are in right now. I'm not feeling that. I'm taking a picture of them and I'm in the end of the canal.
They just happen to be there, that's all. I'm not taking a picture of them. I can hear a bus. The sun is here, look. I'm sitting on a very ancient looking stone bench. Quite a historic place, Rye, I think. Okay. Niall, come here. Good boy. Sit. Good boy. I hope I haven't got a cold coming. So please excuse it. Hopefully it'll go in a minute. Get some of that coastal air. We're sheltered from the wind here. There's trees over there, I think, by the sound of it, and...
You want to touch the cannons?
Yeah, okay.
I'll leave the bag over there.
I can't forget it, though.
I'll tell you what it is. It says, cast by Rye Foundry Limited, Rye Sussex, built by Ian H. Wood, played in Sussex, July 1980.
Oh, they're quite recent then. Why can't I have them then? Because you wouldn't think they'd need them nowadays, would you? They're quite big things, aren't they?
Yeah, the wheel's in front of you though.
Huh?
The wheel's in front of you. You want to go around the other side then? What part of the wheel over there? That's the cannon.
That's the actual cannon. Where does it come out? Where does the thing come out?
Keep coming forward.
The ball. Oh, it's big. I didn't realise it. Oh, yeah. There.
That's it.
Yeah. How many are there?
one, two, three, four, five. There's five of them, right? This is a small one. I think that's going to be the cannonball, you know what I mean?
Oh yeah, they're the balls. Imagine one of them hitting you. Thank you. Did you take a picture of it?
Yeah, I did. You want to go check the big one out?
Yeah, go on then. I thought that one, the opening in that one I looked at was, I've seen bigger cannonballs than that opening, that, like those ones there are bigger than that.
I think I'm going to take a bug.
Someone might think it's a bomb or something. Climate boom as it is these days.
Alright.
Oh, some people might think it's been like a bomb or something.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That big one there?
Yeah. Where's the hole?
Can you feel it's bigger than
yeah,
that?
Yeah, it's huge. It's much bigger.
Okay. Watch out for the wheel there.
Yeah. That must weigh literally more than... Oh, I dread to imagine how much it weighs. It's absolutely huge.
That's covered up.
But that's where the ball comes out there.
Yeah.
That's big. It's like probably football size.
More glossy, I think.
Yeah, the other ones are like metal, aren't they?
Yeah, they've got a colour stick there.
I wonder what this place is. It must say somewhere.
It's a bird, like it's not really a bird, like a black bird. It's not really a bird, it's a black tree, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's that via a string to a pole. If it's windy, it's flying in the air. You get it? Can you hear it?
Yeah.
That's
okay. That giant thing tingle.
Fucking telescope. How to use? It's up.
Oh, here we go. You've got money in it, I expect.
It's up, money. Press start button. Coins accepted, 5p, 10p. 50p commentary and view, £1. Commentary and extended view. Do not point at the sun. It's provides children. If I put the money in there, it doesn't perform, but I'm going to have to kick it, you know what I mean?
You have to kick it.
Where do you put the money started?
I don't know.
Inside the money, press start button.
It's quite chilly, isn't it?
Points accepted, blah, blah, blah.
I can hear a train.
It's closed right now.
It's closed?
Yeah, I'll put the money in there, yeah, see what happens.
I don't think it was a train.
So it's kind of like riding. Is that a unicycle?
What, one wheel?
Yeah.
No, thank you. It's probably a penny farthing. They call it a penny farthing.
What, did it say £1? Yeah, £1. Now, where do you put the money? 50p commentary and view.
Don't do the £1. It'll be too long. Really. It's windy, and then it wasn't this windy back at the hotel. It was a little bit, but it's because it's new to the city. Don't look at the sun.
Rye, which was once surrounded by water, has for centuries watched over Romney Marsh, guarding the coast from foreign invasion. After a French attack in 1377 devastated the town, Rye underwent a period of sustained fortification with the construction of four gates and a town wall. Today, only a few parts of the fortifications remain, including the Ypres Tower, which is behind you.
The Ypres Tower, that's behind you.
Known locally as the Wipers Tower, now held as part of the town museum.
That's the museum.
Here you can see historical artifacts and a model showing the changes in the coastline. This includes an explanation of how 13th century storms changed the shoreline to form a large, safe harbour. In the 14th century, the town entered the Confederacy of the Cinque Ports. By supplying the king with ships and seamen, Rye was raised from taxes and was allowed self-government. By the 18th century, Rye was notorious for smuggling.
Ooh.
Contraband was stored in cellars and moved
alcohol
around through secret tunnels and passages, which still exist today. Ahead of you is Romney Marsh. The marshes are famous for their sheep, and the Romney breed has become one of the most successful and important breeds of sheep in the world. In the far distance to your right, you can see the two nuclear power stations at Dungeness. Thank you for using this talking telescope.
That was quite interesting, because I realised we're so near Kent here, that Dungeness is in Kent, and you can see that from here. Can you see that?
Could you hear everything was saying?
Yeah.
I didn't get it, what I asked them all.
I recorded it anyway.
That's my money.
Huh?
My money.
You don't get your money back.
Thank you.
Oh, idiot. It's something lovely when you get somewhere. Yeah, we're right near, you can see Dungeness, power station, nuclear power station.
Well, what did they say? This is the museum, as I always said.
Yeah.
Well, we're in the museum.
Uh-huh. Yeah, but this is part of the fortifications of the town. It's not left. It came from under attack. And it became famous for smugglers. Get the old alcohol up, secret contraband. The guy next.
Oh, sorry. Ypres,
Y-P-R-E-S. Ypres, that's the tower. That's what it says. That's the tower. It's called something else. I missed what it said. Something like the wife tower or something. Do that now. Smugglers. I do like coming to these places. It's very interesting.
Yeah, what's his name? Neil's telling me about.
He likes it down here, doesn't he? It is lovely around here. It's near Romney Marsh. That's where you see the Isle of Guard. Romney Marsh is part of Kent, and they've got their own sheep.
He didn't give me that fancy, did he?
No. They don't expect to be there. They expect to have to wait for 10p, darling.
Oh, I'm
going to
ring you
and ask him.
Can you bring my phone with me? Don't want to be young,
though. No, we haven't got a lot of time, really, have we?
Well, let me see the door. One second.
You just go and look inside if you want. It's going to be all about there was a storm that changed the coastline, because it said this used to be surrounded by water. No. 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 Come on.
Oh, you've got a pier entry.
Yeah.
Well, how do you pronounce that YPRE again?
This was a prison where all the smugglers probably got put if they didn't get hanged.
Ahem.
Oh, darling.
What's that?
Nothing.
That was £3. £1.50. Do you want to go in, though?
No.
Sure.
Yeah. If we had all day, I might do, but we haven't, and I like to hear about them. It gives me an idea. I like to know the history of where we are, you know.
All the niggas that have lived before you.
Yeah, it's interesting.
Isn't it?
We kind of we feel like a connection with it. They're all our ancestors. Well, not yours, but maybe some of mine. You never know, do you?
You never know.
Maybe even some of yours. You never know.
You never know. Maybe some of yours too now. You never know.
Let's go. Maybe some of two
too. Bastard. One brief bastard. One man bastard. That's what he is.
Shut
up. He just he must have a meter or something. No parents.
He did have parents. Didn't you? On cobbles now, look. See the old cobbles? Down there, look, the old cobble streets. They play havoc with your feet.
Huh?
They play havoc with your feet. If you've got like thin soled shoes, which I have.
How are you wearing them?
Just introduce myself. I'm actually a puppy walker.
Oh, are you?
The guide dogs.
Oh, hello. It's nice
and
to
it's lovely to see them working.
No.
And
he's got a day off at the moment.
Has he got a day off?
Well, he's just walking along, but I'm not working.
What's his name?
Niall.
Oh, Niall.
For today, I'm the guide dog.
Yeah, you're the guide dog at the moment. Yes,
yeah,
I know. He's not very good.
He hits me into things and all sorts.
No, I've got one indoors, and it's just a year old.
Oh, so.
Yes, so he's got to go off.
What's
soon
his name?
To do the harvest. Cooper.
Oh.
Cooper.
Oh.
Yeah, he's black. He's Labrador with a little bit of retriever.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah, but
does he speak African?
Pardon? Yeah.
Oh.
We haven't taught them that yet.
No,
it's lovely. When we see them working and that, it's quite an achievement for us puppy walkers.
Is this my seventh
one.
Oh,
yes,
oh you must
yes.
be mad. How do you put up with all their destructive behaviour?
Yes, now that's very true.
And then you think you've got over it and then another one comes.
No, well, this one actually is a little dodgy, but lovely to walk around the streets. I mean, I normally walk, and it's been practice. It's beautiful. Because there are so many people with dogs and that, the distraction.
He gets quite excited when he sees other dogs.
Does he?
Yeah.
It's funny because the faults that he has, to be honest, when I read the guide dog, an official one, I read on the Facebook.
Oh, I'm on there.
Are you on there? Oh, right.
Yeah, the coffee lounge.
Yes,
that's it.
Yeah,
and
I'm always
name?
Reading Maureen Osman.
Oh, I'll look out for you.
Yeah, I'm always looking to the fact that it's interesting what you say about the temperament of the dogs.
Yeah, they're
all
so different. Sometimes they do naughty things.
I feel better about that one.
Well, what I got to say, whoever brought the dog up,
yes.
did a fine job.
He's very good, actually.
We have to do it from 7 weeks of age. This is like with that one, actually, he'll do the same. He's got to ignore everyone else, and we have to do that, which is so difficult when there's
people want to talk to them all the time.
I know.
It does drive you mad sometimes.
Oh, you imagine us with the little pads.
Yeah, I can imagine.
When we walk down Sainsbury's, my husband goes round, he says, I'll see you later.
I should do that.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah. No, it's nice to meet. No, I hope
and
you don't
good.
Mind me just
no,
saying.
No,
it's nice meeting you. We'll look out for your name on there.
Yeah, I'll look out for you.
Yeah, no, as I say, it's nice when we see the other side of it.
Yeah.
I do like to
see
it.
Oh, we like to. You know, we do as well.
Yes, you don't see the other side.
toes on there.
Yes, it's because labs and retrievers are very like that. Anyway,
yeah, they are.
And
he's not too bad, is he?
No,
he's a proper breed, actually.
He's a lab retriever, isn't he? He's got quite a bit of both. This one's only got a quarter retriever, the rest of it's lab, but very laid back.
He is really. I mean, when we let him off the lead, he runs around, he goes mad. But indoors, he's quite quiet, isn't he?
Yeah. And you use the whistle.
Yes, I do. I've got it on my lead.
Yeah, that's right.
I've got it on my keys as well. Another one on my keys, so I'm never without it.
No. I mean, because we start off obviously with the food, and then it goes. And they just learn so quickly. Anyway, I'll leave you to it.
Thank you.
Enjoy yourself.
Thank you. Nice to meet you.
Yes. Oh, right, yes, I've got my Mac in there got a guide. I've usually got my thing round my neck, before I go in the shop, so I have to have my identification.
Oh, cool.
No, this one is, I got this one for classes, so for the charity guide dog.
Yes, that's in Braille, isn't it?
That's in Braille, guide dog.
Oh, I'm not seeing one of those, no.
Okay, lovely, nice to meet you.
Thanks for coming around. Bye. Am I going to church?
Yeah, we could do. We could find out how.
What do you want to church or street?
Let's go down the street.
If you want to go to church?
No, this is cool. Down the street.
Trolley is cool.
No. Let's just go down the street.
Is that cemetery I can see there?
Probably.
How about go look in there?
Okay. Come on.
You've got a lot of food, don't let
them show me up. It's important. It's like he's singing. No, it was nice. That was nice, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It's a small world. The coffee lounge is pretty famous, I think.
Oh, no,
there's
a little girl, one or two years. Very little, don't be hashing out.
I'm not going to, I never am.
Hello. Happy afternoon to you.
Want
to say hello? She's scared.
She's okay.
Say hello.
She hasn't weighed that many dogs.
She's only
15
months old.
Oh,
15 months old?
Yes.
Oh, she hasn't really seen a lot of dogs.
She's a bit beyond her.
She's a bit big, I suppose.
She likes them, but she's not really sure.
I can see our attention from a distance.
She's very good. She's interested.
Ducky. Yeah.
Interested in stuff.
Yeah, she's smiling, but she's smiling with caution.
Yeah.
She's smiling with caution.
Well, he is a bit big for a little baby.
She's waving, actually, from a distance.
Hello, doggy.
Dog's waving his tail.
That's
how that works.
Yeah.
She's happy to see the dog, but just a bit of caution.
That's
a good thing.
It's just
bigger than you, isn't it?
Lovely,
isn't it? Well
done, Eddie.
Well done.
Have a lovely day. No, we'll just go around.
Thank you.
Bye.
It'll be interesting to see. Is it a
cemetery?
Yeah, you want to see one of the graves?
No, I don't like touching graves, but I don't mind hearing the
name. I don't know if it's a cemetery. Hello.
If it's a grave.
I did cemetery. I don't agree.
Yes.
People are actually buried here.
I think so, yes.
Oh, okay.
No, they're just having a sit down for a Saturday afternoon picnic.
Having tea on the ground.
Yeah, they've gone down on the ground. Rest.
People are actually buried here.
Yeah.
You know what this reminds me of? Part of Nigeria. Some niggas used to go smoke and all that. Smoke all sorts of stuff.
Oh, how disrespectful. People do that here.
And then they got each of them in a grave to like. Look, someone goes there, so this is my grave. What do you do? That's my grave. That's a spot, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You've got a spot on the grave.
Kids do that here, they have sex in the graveyard and everything. It's so disgusting.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I should have just looked at you when you said sex in the grave.
Well, people do. Teenagers and that. I mean, I never would. I wouldn't really want to be seen in it, to be honest. But they can
be. A bunch of graveyard, actually.
They can be very peaceful places, actually. There's worse places to end up than in here. It's so quiet.
You have a thought.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. You just go around. Hello.
Yeah.
Are they old looking graves?
Yeah.
read one out and see what date is on it.
Okay, Hadley's Seawars. Let's have a look at the big one over there.
That might be like a local family. Sometimes they have these things, mausoleums.
Well, I'll have to walk up this, right?
On the grass.
The grass is the grave, actually.
What is it? Sorry,
by Liz, Elise Buckley, granddaughter of Captain James Cadman, who died 15th. Hold up, I don't want to read it wrong. Let me go close. She just killed it.
Some kind of beauty in it somehow. It's very peaceful here.
I love the way things are cleaned up.
Well, it's because it's from the rain and all the weather and everything.
Yeah, well, that's why I love the trees. But let's see. This one's really, really cleaned up.
Maybe someone still comes here for that person.
I can't see very well.
I'm interested in the date, really, just to see. But that's given me an idea. 1737. That's around the same time as. Oh, was it? I think that's around the... No, probably...
Hello.
Hello. How are you?
Fine, thank you.
Can I say hello to your dog here? Is he working?
No, you can say. Sit.
Yeah, he's sort of half working.
He's half working, yeah.
So he is. Look at his head.
God, you can't say hello to me because I'm walking.
He's got a lovely big head,
hasn't he? Yeah, it's like a piece of concrete if he hits you with it.
Oh, doggy. The tail, I always think, is the most...
Yeah, that's a bit lethal
weapon.
As well.
We had golden retrievers. Always in the old days.
Oh, they're lovely. He's half.
There you
are. Yeah.
Nice doggy, aren't you? There we are. Are you going far?
We're just walking around. We're visiting.
Yeah, we're just visiting. Yeah. Where would you suggest to go around here?
Well,
local this, here?
Yes. This is called Church Square.
Oh, okay.
This is the top of the hill, if you like. Rise on the top of this low hill. This is the very top of the church. All of this is residential around. If you want the high street, you've got to go down one block.
If we go down that way, do we go left or right?
If you go left,
it'll be better.
You'll come down to the high street and you can get a cup of tea there.
Oh, yeah, that sounds like a good idea.
But there's nowhere here you can get tea at all. This is all just residential.
Yeah, we'll just go there, turn left.
There are lots of places, yes. Just where the war memorial is there. Yeah. Turn left and keep on down. And you'll come to the high street. And there's about a dozen places there.
Oh, okay.
Have a cup of tea.
Lovely.
It's something nice for W2, aren't you?
Yeah.
All right, have a lovely evening.
He's lovely.
Dog like coming here now.
Is it really like this?
No,
stop.
I don't think it's a poodle. No, it's all right. What breed is that, though?
She's Lhasa Apso Shih Tzu.
Oh.
She's very friendly.
Oh, yeah, I can see that. She's wagging her tail already. How are you?
Friendly.
What's the hell of it? Oh, did you just kiss now?
Okay.
I'm still wagging her tail.
Yeah.
So I keep her away because she wants to jump all over everyone and play.
Now you said hello to him. Sorry. Now be satisfied, all right?
Thank you.
All right, thank you.
All right, bye.
All right, there's one here. It still be visible. It says this stone marks the probable site of the old cross used for mayoral elections between 1289 and 1602, each Sunday next after the feast of St. Bartholomew, 24th of August.
Oh, something just hit me on the head. What was it?
It was a leaf.
Oh, the leaves are starting to fall.
Yeah. Did you get that?
Yeah, I did, yeah.
How do that old this place is?
Yeah, it's very old place. You can tell that by the street. and a big wall that I wear. What about your iPad? You can take pictures on there, can't you? I hope my phone's still recording. I think I better check, because I'll be really upset if it's not. And it is. I'm putting it in my bag. I hope it's all right like that. I hope the microphone's exposed. I think it is. It's better than holding it in my hand. But it's very windy. Sorry about that. Turn the other way, actually. Niall, turn around. There's lots of friendly people here. People are very friendly here, aren't they?
Yeah. We have got time. Oh, London, everyone's in a hurry, aren't
they? Yeah, I suppose.
They have been, everyone's living cool. Like, most of them are tired, just walking around.
Yeah.
They want to have a cup of tea. They need guys like me, they go have a nice drink. You know what I mean?
Glassy geezer.
Lot of me, you know what I mean?
And so that's what I'm going
to
do.
Well, if you say that too close to some of these people, they will be so shocked they might pass out.
If I'm the one saying it, look at Mr. Blackman saying they'll be alright, you know what I mean?
No, but they might still shock them.
Okay.
This is middle class England.
What's that?
It says this is middle class England, not common Altington. You know what I mean, love?
Is it common?
A bit. Not really. Where we live isn't. Some of it is. St Paul's Cray and that are. We're general and that live is a bit. Not their road, but some parts of it. We go easy on these cobbles because they hurt your feet. But they hurt yours.
I'm wearing a foot of cold.
No, you're not. If I wore my kickers, they wouldn't hurt, but I needed some. They're a bit big for me, so I needed something to go inside them. I can only go slowly on these. You can just imagine.
Hello. Hello. Were you at the hotel?
No.
Blackley Ash Hotel?
No, I'm not saying it anytime at all.
We've
got a camper van.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no, not the hotel. I can tell you what I saw, you know. I'll come over there. The cock inn.
Yes.
That's where I saw you yesterday.
Yes.
Yesterday.
Yes. Celebrating.
That's it. Have a lovely evening. I thought it was I've seen their faces. I don't know. I thought it was a little club, but I just keep me. I remember seeing her when he shot me that. And him jumping around like a donkey.
No wonder that's stuck in your mind.
Yeah.
I was a bit stuck on with that kind of behaviour. Yeah. It's hard walking on these cobbles.
Oh,
yeah.
The Duke of Devonshire's papers at Compton Place, Lisbon. 17th October 11th. Letter from Jailer Mayor Thomas Brown to the Bill Victor, Bradley Compton. From Edward Bruce, Speaker of Rye, concurring to the proposal in the Rye Corporation.